Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, with my special guest, Claire.
Hey.
And you're listening to Deliberate Noise. So this is our new time slot. We used to be on Tuesdays at 2, so I'm going to get used to saying good evening instead of good afternoon. It's Monday. It's weird. You're probably exhausted and don't want to think about going out again, but if you are thinking about going out again, I have a lot of shows to tell you about. February 1st is a... oh gosh, Friday. And at the Toast Collective, there is going to be a sweet show with a bunch of bands. Be Afraid is one of those bands. Here is What You Do to Me by Be Afraid on CITR.
next to you, sit next to me.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Deliberate Noise is the show. I'm Nina Panini. I'm here with special guest Claire. And did anyone see that eclipse yesterday?
I did.
You did, Claire?
You did.
Yeah, we both did.
It was amazing.
It was pretty magical.
I think that was a particularly good one.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen that many. You've probably seen more than me.
I can only recall that one and then the one like 3 years ago.
Okay.
Before that, I don't think I really cared about astronomy at all.
I think we got like from what I've heard on the radio and stuff, we got a really good one because the sky was so clear.
True.
And Vancouver was actually the perfect spot to be watching it from.
It was so pretty. It wasn't quite as red as we maybe thought it was going to be, but it was very, like, dragged out.
Yeah.
Over, like, at least a couple hours.
Yeah.
And I feel really bad. I was busing home from school at about, like, sunset time yesterday. So the moon had, like, just come up, and I was sitting on the left side of the bus looking out the window, like, at the moon, because it was just really big when it came up. And this dude, like, saw me looking at the moon, and as he was getting off the bus, he goes, like, hey, do you know what time the eclipse starts? No. And I was, like, 9 o'clock. But I totally lied. It started at, like, 7.
But, I mean, the full eclipse, yeah.
The full eclipse was at 9, yeah. But you could start, it started disappearing, like, 7:30 or something.
Because we saw one of your neighbors came out, like, right at 9:12.
Yeah.
Just to see the full eclipse.
Oh, yep.
But it was way better for, like, the half hour before that.
Yeah, definitely. So I feel really bad for that dude.
Apologies to him.
Hopefully he figured it out. Does anybody care what we just heard? I'm going to say it anyway. All Right was by Dunes. That was one I just played. You also heard Miss Me, Miss Me, Blizzard Babies, Deals with Say Something. And at the top, Be Afraid, What You Do to Me. Be Afraid are playing Toast Collective Friday, February 1st, along with Garbage Dreams, Yep, and Cave Girl. A lot of good local talent. Check out the Toast Collective on February 1st. What is next? We're going to hear Lonely Parade. Song is called Bored, and I love it. There you go.
I'm bored with you fast. I'm chill at the beat. less fool in the mess. Do we drink plus I acquiesce, I confess. Yes, I can talk with this. A metal indulgence into my bloodstream. Love is not the kind of thing that you can cure with gauze and tea. This proposition, no way please listen. You don't know what you're missing out on. Package me, ship me away. You wanna leave here, you wanna stay. Turn me apart, and catalog me. Circumvent my monologuing. Circumcise me, analyze me. Hang me on the line, let me to try. Yes, I can talk like this. I'm the time of inducted into my bloodstream. Love is not the kind of thing that you can cure with gauze and tea.
That was De Toute Façon by Montreal's Victime. Before that, Love Cuffs by Bored Décor, who are playing a show on, what day is it, Thursday, January 31st, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a music video premiere party for their song Hardworking Man, the video done by Katrin Braga. And following a live performance by Bored Décor, featuring DJ Phoenix and DJ Turbo Christ.
I want to know where that name came from.
Yeah, I'm so curious. And the address is 1305 Powell Street, so right by Clark. And it possibly is the venue called Index, but we're not totally sure.
It looks like it from Google Maps.
Yeah.
$5.
Mm-hmm, just $5.
Yeah.
And there's a dress code, right?
1980s business attire, which I was saying is a bit redundant because everyone dresses that way at those shows anyways.
Yeah, pretty much. So yes, that is Thursday, January 31st, Bord Decor. Okay, you're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. We are at the time in the show where we do our toilet seat cover. So today I'm going to talk about the bathroom at Helen's Grill.
Helen's Grill.
On Main Street at 25th Avenue. Now, I was at Helen's Grill for breakfast with my family and naturally had to check out the bathroom. So I go over to the bathrooms and there's two. There's like a women's and a men's. But this was a classic case of unnecessary labeling. Yeah. Because you open the door and it's just
exactly
it's
the
just
same.
A toilet. And it's like, why did you have to make them gendered? Like, that is really, really pointless. So I noticed that right away. Other than that, my first thought as soon as I opened the door was, wow, it smells so good in here. This is not going to last. But I was glad that it did. That might mask what I'm about to do in here. And then I sat down and I got really comfy. And I was so comfy. And I'm like, why am I so comfy? Because it was so warm in there, Claire.
Oh.
There was a vent on the floor. There was heat coming into this bathroom.
Interesting.
There was also a fan on the ceiling, so I didn't have to worry about ventilation.
Really good air circulation.
Yeah, perfect. Very cozy. Just the right amount of dank, I would say. Not a lot going on. No decor, really. Not a lot of character.
That kind of describes Helen's Grill in general.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like they have like jukeboxes and like they're kind of going for the diner thing, but it's
they don't
not
care about it that much.
No. It's like I think of like Lucy's on Main.
Yeah.
Like that is like a diner.
Yeah.
And then Helen's Grill, it's like, okay, you're Helen's Grill.
It's yeah. Not it's exactly a grill, there. Not a diner.
Exactly. But I felt so at home in this bathroom because it was so small and like you didn't have to reach anywhere uncomfortable to get to the toilet paper.
Oh.
And it was so warm that when I was done, I actually like closed the lid when I flushed. And then I remembered, oh, wait, I'm in a public bathroom and I don't have to do that.
That's so cute.
I thought I was at home. So if anybody is ever at Helen's Grill,
it's an okay place.
Just go to the bathroom and you're going to enjoy it.
One time I had an omelet alone there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't think I would eat there alone.
I wouldn't do it again. But the waitress was really nice.
Yeah, definitely. They refilled our water so many times.
Because they don't have anything else to do.
Yeah, it was not busy. And it was a Sunday.
Yeah, like Sunday brunch is dead.
Dead. But I like that about it. Okay, so that is your bathroom of the week. Now, moving on to our cover song. So the song I've chosen is called I See Boys, covered by a band called Hardly Boys from Seattle. And this song is originally by Petra Gaffney, written for the film BMX Bandits. Now, Claire and I
freaking watched that.
Yep, last night. And would you say, was it an 80s? It was definitely an 80s movie.
It was so funny, though.
Set in Australia. And it was so cheesy and so bad.
Yeah, but very well funded.
Yeah. They had crazy stunts. Like the title suggests, it was all about BMX.
But and bandits.
But not even really. Because no. I would say like three quarters, maybe two thirds of the film was the three main characters being chased by these awful bad guys. And like, they weren't even on their BMXs. They were just like running through a graveyard.
The plot was not centered around BMXing.
There could have been so much more opportunity for BMX. They could have had their BMX in the graveyard on the stone. I don't know.
Yeah. They kept talking about a BMX park. We never saw it.
Until the credits rolled.
Yeah, that's true.
It was a bit disappointing. But the fashion and the color scheme.
Unbelievable.
And the terrible, terrible humor.
And like, the soundtrack. Baby Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, tiny Nicole Kidman. showing up everybody on her BMX. But the soundtrack was great, and this song, I See Boys, was kind of like really the highlight of the film.
Great song.
I also just want to mention that before we watched BMX Bandits, we watched Downtown 81, which is an incredibly artsy film featuring Jean-Michel Basquiat, and it's all about the like art and music scene in New York in late 70s, early 80s. And it was just like a really good contrast.
I think that the combination of those two movies describes our taste very well.
Yes, definitely. Okay, let's listen. Hardly Boys, I See Boys.
Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Randomphonic is best thought of as an introversal jukebox which has no concept of genre, style, political boundaries, or even space-time relevance. But it does know good sounds from bad. Lately, the program has been focused on Philip Random's All Vinyl Countdown plus Apocalypse, the 1111th greatest records you probably haven't heard. And we're not afraid of noise. Randomphonic, every Saturday at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
We'll be right back.
firecrackers don't always go off. Holding it in your hand, though, it seems safe to assume so. Strike a match, it goes on fire. I'll try it once, I'm a trier. I know if you make a mess, you always clean it up. Looking at all the garbage feels like it will take ages. I'll just lie here in bed. I'll just do nothing instead. Things that stop me from doing things. Thinking about the future, imagining the worst. Controlling what I do. Lighting off fireworks. Thinking of safety first. Getting out of my bed. Finish what I started.
Soy como un hombre que trabaja con su barco. Como un hombre que trabaja con su tierra. Pero vivo en la ciudad. Me gusta la vida cotidiana de la calle de la noche, de tirar una moneda al aire y dejarla girar. En el metro siempre habrá alguna estación. Vine caminando hacia Tepito, circulando por pasillos, saludé a una señora, me compré un pantalón. Entre un carnicero electricista, un carpintero, un relojero, me paré un momento a hablarle al que vende los CDs. Y la gente se empuja al entrar al vagón.
Chilango, a new one by Juan Waters. He's coming to town on January 30th. He'll be playing the Astoria, promoting his new album, La Onda de Juan Pablo. And I think I've seen him before, like quite a few years ago, and it was a really, really good show. It was at the Wise Hall, and I didn't know who he was. He was opening for Guantanamo Baywatch, and he had a bunch of tapes for sale. And I was, like, watching him play, and then as soon as he was done, I went back to go grab a tape, and they were all sold out. And I was like, oh. But I'm sure this album will be even better than that one. Right before that, I played a new one by Future Star. So many releases. Future Star. Just, like, what's that word, Claire, when you have a lot of stuff?
Prolific.
Prolific. Yes. Thank you.
So glad it was the right word.
Future Star is incredibly prolific. That was a new track called Firecrackers from their release, I Will Fight the Devil and I Will Win.
I like that.
Yeah, I just love that. The cover art, I think it was like a nectarine, maybe a peach, uh-huh. Probably a nectarine being like bitten into.
Nice.
Very good. Very good stuff. You know what I did today, Claire?
What?
I was supposed to do homework, but instead it was so sunny.
Yeah.
I just sat in the sun and felt the warmth on my face and was happy. And that was what I did today.
Good. I did a bit of that too, but I did it while reading about neurons.
Oh.
I like got a textbook from the library and I was like, I need some vitamin D. And I went and sat outside and just like let the sun shine on my face.
Oh my God, that's what I was supposed to do today. I just remembered.
Oh no.
I have like so many readings and I didn't buy the book, but it's like on reserve somewhere and I was supposed to come
here.
I was supposed to come here like 4 hours ago and read it.
Happens, the best of us.
I'm really stupid. Don't be like me, guys. Okay. I'm going to play a song by Current Joys.
Yay!
Yeah. So this song is called Fear. Off the album A Different Age. Current Joys is coming to town on the 26th of February.
And we'll be there.
I think at the Biltmore. See you there.
Never knew where it came from. could potentially.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's Deliberate Noise. That was Suddenly Gone by Shopping. And before that, another new one from Divorcer, song Horizontal. Their latest album is titled Debt Jubilee. And I don't think they're even a band right now because a lot of their members don't live in Vancouver anymore. But the release of that album is tempting me to think they are probably going to reform and have some shows in the near future. I hope so, anyway.
Get the band back together.
Yeah. Undivorce. Is there a word for that?
I think undivorce is a good way to put it.
Awesome. Okay. What do you want to talk about, Claire?
Can we plug Sad Magazine?
Yeah, we should plug Sad Mag.
So you introduced me to Sad Magazine, like, in the fall, I think.
Yeah, and you know why? It's because I went to the Vancouver Art and Book Fair at Emily Carr, and as soon as I walk in, somebody hands me this tote bag full of goodies.
Oh, whoa.
And it came free in that, and I was like, this is really cool and not a free magazine, so it's sweet that they just gave it to me.
Yeah, that is cute, because they seem to be pretty generous with their back issues.
Yeah.
They do, I think it's twice a year, a publication, and it's all centered around a theme. And so the one you got was focused on cheese, which was kind of amazing. And the latest one is on the theme green, so it's all about like naturalism and like plants, a lot about plants.
But there's also a lot about like new stuff, like green is like new beginnings.
Oh, interesting. So they, I guess we should mention also that it's all written by like artists, writers, photographers, all the contributors are Vancouver based, and it's a volunteer run publication. But when you read it, it's just astonishing. The quality is so high. So I don't know how they do it. They're amazing. And their website is also a beauty.
Yeah, Sad Meg, it's a good one.
Yeah, check it out.
It's also like really big. It's a bit bigger than like a normal piece of paper. So when you're reading it on the bus, you're like totally going to hit the person next to you. And they're going to be like, whoa, you're totally up in my zone. But then they're going to be like, what is that? That looks so cool.
It's like a cartoon magazine. Like you feel like a cartoon character when you read it because it's so big.
It's so big. Awesome. I thought of something to say and then I forgot. Oh my God. Okay, I remember. So today, I think today's the 21st, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that means that tomorrow, and already in some places in the world, is January 22, which is Guy Fieri's birthday.
Oh.
So I just want to say happy birthday to Guy Fieri. You're my idol. And he's turning 51.
Did you see that he was recently in Vancouver?
Yes. And he was, yeah, I didn't see him in real life. I'm very sad. He was like in East Van, on probably on the drive or...
I bet he's somewhere on Hastings. There are so many new restaurants there.
Or somewhere on Broadway... But in any case, I'll be seeing that episode eventually. Yeah. Happy 51st, Kathy. I love you. I'm going to play a cool song now by a band called Kokoko with an exclamation mark at the end. They are from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and I think they're playing South by Southwest, if anyone is going to go to that. They have an album called Liboso. So here is the song called Love on CITR 101.9. FM.
Nanzato, 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 Nanzato,
song. It was called Do Ya by Banana Gun. Yeah, that's all we have for today on Deliberate Noise. We're going to end the show now.
No.
Yeah, I know. It's over, Clary.
I have to go home?
You have to go home. We're going to end with a track by a band called Full Bush from Philadelphia.
F yeah.
And content warning, I'm about to swear and the song has swears. It's called What the Fuck. Thank you for listening. And tune in again next week for more Deliberate Noise with Nina Panini and special guest Claire.
I'll be here.
Bye.